Welcome to Break Time U, where we turn break time into learning time. Join us as we chat with business and lifestyle leaders as they share their essential strategies to help you succeed at work and in life. And this segment is sponsored by Liquid Death. Murder your thirst. Text WATER to 833-410-0524 and be entered to win Liquid Death swag.
Maybe you're stuck in your office all day, sitting down at a chair. Not the healthiest option for you, but we do have some solutions. My name is Rob Hunter. This is the Break Time University podcast with Earn It All. The CEO of Earn It All, Justin Cross, is with us. Justin, office life is great. It's fun. It's rewarding. But it's not exactly the healthiest thing that you could do because we're doing exactly what we're doing now. We're sitting. We're not moving around a lot. Are there some things that you guys at Earn It All would recommend that we could do to adapt a fitter lifestyle into our office day?
There's a lot of things we can do. One of the easiest things, I'll hit you with it right now, is to walk for 10 minutes after every meal. Every time you have your breakfast, your lunch, a big snack, something like that, get up and walk. You know, you can go outside, walk around the office. Chances are, even if you have a cubicle job like I used to at Lockheed Martin for many years, you can still get up, walk around, talk to people, be effective, bring your phone with you, something like that. So get up and move. Another thing to do is stretch a little bit. Like, just move your body. Like, I'm gonna say that over and over and over again, because I know exactly what it's like. I used to sit at my desk in my cubicle for a long time, but I had a fighter jet. So I used to walk out to my jet to see my team a lot. And that was a really easy way for me to get up and keep moving. The days where I didn't need to go to the jet for something and I sat there, I felt it. My back would get tight. I would get sore. I'd be unmotivated. I wasn't as hungry. It's harder to drink your water and stay hydrated. We can talk about that. So get up and move whenever possible, especially after you eat a meal. Walk for 10 minutes.
What if we don't have a jet to go look at and we need to keep on our task? Yeah. But how did you do it, Justin? Do you have recommendations? Did you put a walking break on your schedule to remind you, or to do a stretch in the office? I know you can stretch in a chair. You can, it'll cross one leg. You can lean into it, stretch some hips. Are there other things that you could do to remind yourself to take these healthier steps?
So these are some of the habits and behavior change that we teach in our programs. So for me, we didn't even have Earn It All back then. This is just something that I had to teach myself and get used to and make it a habit. Another big thing is consumption of water. Especially when you're sitting down, it's really hard to get through your gallon of water a day, right? Mm-hmm. So I would always keep that water there, and I would bring a gallon with me, but then I would put it into like a shaker cup next to me, and I would just keep really refilling that all day, and I would watch my water go down, and I would just keep that going. It was almost like a game. So another important thing to do is stay hydrated during the day. So those two things together, moving and hydration, it's going to keep your circulation going. It's going to keep you from becoming sore and achy. And if you can just do nothing else, if you can stay hydrated and move throughout the day in your office job, you're automatically going to start feeling better.
What is movement, staying hydrated while in the office? What does that do for your mind?
I mean, to me, it does a ton. Because think about, if you're not doing that, what are we doing? We're staring at that computer screen, staring at the phone, staring at the calendar, staring at our coworkers. That's not too fun, right? Especially after many hours, many days, many
weeks. Unless
you
have a jet to look at, like this guy.
Yeah. So when you get up and move, like it's introducing even just a little bit of base level, just excitement, because there's something different happening. You're going down the hallway and you're moving around, and it's just helping you keep alert. And then if you can also get some real breaks, like we have, you know, go to the break room. Get yourself a snack, talk to something, take yourself out of that desk, whatever you do at your work. Like, one of the things I like to do, because, you know, we have a couple businesses. I'm always busy, always thinking and strategizing and replaying conversations and all this kind of stuff. I like to think about something completely different, like ancient technology is something I'm kind of, ancient civilizations. Like, I'm really, you know, infatuated with that kind of stuff. I give myself these little tactical pauses to think differently than I do at my desk. That combined with walking and hydration, and really making sure that I'm prepared with my food and supplements and snacks for the day, I can be at the office all day.
Walk me through that, Justin, if you would. Being prepared for your day, knowing that you have certain nutritional needs to meet your goals, knowing that you want to stay on task. How do you prepare for your day?
So before anyone shuts the podcast off, because they don't want to hear about meal prepping, like, I'm not going to talk about that solely. One of the things that I do that really sets me up for success, being away from home for so long, is planning out all the different things that I know that I need throughout the day. And that includes like gum, electrolytes, because if we're drinking a bunch of water, we want to make sure we're getting some salt in and we're getting, like, I use the Relight electrolyte mix. So I bring that with me. I shake it up. I drink that one or two times a day. But then even other things like the little toothpicks, you know, that you use after a meal. Things like that to me make a big difference, because you're taking care of yourself more throughout the day. And when you have that preparation and you're going through your day and boom, you open up your lunchbox or your fridge and you have a meal that has the food you know you're supposed to eat. Then you go back to your desk and you have your toothpick and you have some gum. Now you're not worried about stuff being in your teeth. And when you're prepared like that, I think it just makes you overall more organized throughout your whole life, makes you more an effective of an employee. And it just kind of makes your day go by better.
Does it make it easier to achieve your goals having a system that works for you? Because your system is different than my system, but it's important to come up with a system because of what?
100%. Because most people, even if they're trying to make their own meals or go to the gym and eat healthy, if you don't have a real plan, you might just be wasting your time and wasting your money, unfortunately. So if you know exactly what you're supposed to be eating, what you're not supposed to be eating, and why, that's a big point. So we do a lot of education at Earn It All. We teach you if it doesn't have a certain kind of food on your plan, we tell you why it's not on there. And that just starts to make the connection. Okay, I know why I'm not eating that. Or I know why I need to eat that much protein, because I am trying to lose weight, for example. And I know that I need to eat everything that I brought today, because that aligns with my fitness goals, my workouts, it aligns with my habits. And if I do this stuff consistently every day, day after day, week after week, in short time, I am going to be much closer to my goal than I was if I was just winging it.
So let's go back to the very beginning, maybe before we've even established a goal, but we do know we want to move more at the office. You mentioned taking 10 minutes after every meal. What are some strategies to implement that so that you actually take that step to do it?
Sure. Write it down somewhere. Write it down on your whiteboard, on a sticky note, put it on your monitor, put it in your phone with a reminder, or if you're using the Earn It All app, it'll automatically be there for you because we program all these kind of things in, and get used to checking them off. Like, I'm a big fan of pen to paper notes. I write down a lot of my notes on paper and I physically check it off with a pen every day. I still use digital notes for some stuff, but if you're really trying to sink in a new habit, like walking after every meal, write it down with a pen and check it off or cross it out when you do it. You do that a bunch of times after a couple days, after a couple weeks, you'll find you don't even have to write it down anymore because now it's a real habit and it's something you just do. And now you get the benefits and you don't have to really think about it.
Part of the Earn It All lifestyle. You earn it day by day, step by step, establishing new habits all the time. So get going. If you have questions, reach out to Justin. Reach out to me at WeEarnItAll on Instagram or earnitall.com. Whole point of the Break Time University podcast is to give you quick nuggets, information that you can apply to your life to improve day by day, step by step, like this guy's doing. Justin Cross, thanks so much.
Thank you, Rob.
Thanks for making Break Time You a part of your day. Hit subscribe for more bite-sized wisdom and keep cultivating a stronger you. This segment is sponsored by Liquid Death. Murder your thirst. And don't forget to text WATER to 833-410-0524 and be entered to win Liquid Death swag.